Little Purple Haze descending on the underground podcast this week. Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., and co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. The unmistakable music of Jimi Hendrix Experience. And Jeff, we start off with Hendrix and Purple Haze this week for a reason.
We are commemorating the death of the Jimi Hendrix drummer, Mitch Mitchell, who died a couple of weeks ago, I think just before Thanksgiving. And with all the stuff going on the podcast and the holidays, we didn't get a chance to note it. But that's one of those things that we should note, because when it comes to rock and roll drummers, they were not much better than Mitch Mitchell.
And the Experience was, they lived up to their name. Certainly an experience at the time. I have to ask you, that is not the normal version, even a live version of Purple Haze that you often hear. Do you have any background on where that particular recording was made or where it's from?
I can find it. I'm pretty sure it's off of one of Jimi Hendrix's greatest hits albums. And a lot of that, especially Hendrix's catalog, is, let's see, what's the polite way to say that? Goofy. Because he died so young and recorded so little that the record companies would go back and find alternate versions of a lot of the stuff that he did. And this, in that case, this being a bit of an alternate version, yeah, this is off of Jimi Hendrix, his greatest hits from 2006. So it's a little different than the version that would have been on Are You Experienced, and of course, a little different than the Woodstock version.
Well, Mitch Mitchell, the last surviving member of the Experience until just a few weeks back. So we honor Hendrix and the Experience and Mitch Mitchell, of course, here at the beginning. Was there another reason why you played that song, or do you want to go into that?
I was, and thank you so much for asking. A little personal background on Rick and I. We attended Northwestern University and graduated in 1979. During our tenure at Northwestern University, the football team set several records for futility. And so I also wanted to play Purple Haze today, send that out to the Northwestern football team, which this season finished 9-3 and actually did very well. And so for a bunch of cranky old guys like us, to see a Northwestern team finish 9-3 is a big deal. And of course, Purple Haze should be the nickname of the Northwestern football team. The school's color is purple instead. It has a really stupid nickname of Wildcat, which I always thought was dumb.
Well,
it
we
should be, Go ahead.
We always thought when we were in school that there should, and I believe there was a petition that went around the campus at the time that changed the school's name. The Wildcats, to change the mascot to Purple Haze.
It was the Purple or Purple Haze. And, of course, in the finest tradition of university administrators everywhere, they decided to stick with something really exciting like Wildcat.
Well, and also, I believe the school, the traveling band played their own version of Purple Haze often at games. And if you ever went to a Wildcat game during that particular era, you know that the real game was not on the field. It was in the stands.
It was, we were just so interesting, and how could you not want to watch it? All right, Rick, enough personal reminiscing. Don't we have some fine tunes to play this week?
We have fine tunes, and since we're into colors at the beginning of this one, well, more colors coming right at you.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Nothing like a little crosstown traffic to get us going here on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. We were talking about colors to start off. Well, there's Living Color with Crosstown Traffic, of course, the cover of the Hendrix classic. So Hendrix infusing himself well into the podcast this week.
Yeah, I'm listening to that song, and I'm thinking, that's a really different version of that. It sounds like Hendrix, but it also sounds, I don't know, what would we call Living Color back in their heyday?
Well, Living Color was regarded as a metal group, although they brought lots of other elements to that particular genre. They have some obviously some background in some soul funk and some other things that they bring in, and I think you hear some of that in how they put that arrangement together. But it's got that Hendrix switching speakers thing going on, and if you're not careful, especially if you listen to it like us inside headphones, that can spin your head around.
Speaking of spinning my head around.
No further prompting is needed.
All right.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
The band is called Scars on Broadway, and the song is World Long Gone in the Metal Shop this week on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio. Scars on Broadway, Jeff, is the other band for some members of a heavy metal band called System of a Down. I think that's the first Scars on Broadway release, and so a few members of System of a Down decided to cut this album. Their lead singer in System of a Down, we played his solo stuff before, Serge Tankian, and while he was doing his solo stuff, the rest of the band, or some members of the band, said, hey, we can go out and do some things too, and the Scars on Broadway release is what they did. And in adding to our file of social consciousness inside metal songs, there's a song about world hunger done by this particular metal band.
These metal bands, they're I can understand the lyrics. What's going on?
Well, you know, there's this is a band actually that most of the time when they're in System of a Down, you can also understand the lyrics. There may be some other new divisions going on here in metal where they actually want you to hear what they're saying. Especially these bands that have messages in their lyrics. It's, you know, why cover that up with a bunch of growling? You want to actually get people to listen and move them along your way.
Well, Rick, if anybody is going to determine a new genre in metal, it will be you, the keeper of the metal shop.
Well, yes, we are the keeper of the keys in the metal shop. And so, you know, they're not as important, I guess, as those papal keys. But in the metal world, I guess, they would say for something. I guess I'm going to have to save my real mark on culture and society for when I dub a new subgenre of metal. And that will be how I'm remembered long after I'm passed.
Hey, at least. There are a whole lot, as we can see by the people who run the country, there are a whole lot worse ways to be remembered. Listen, if you liked this week's version of the Metal Shop, or if you prefer more traditional metal, you may send us an email. You may also send us an email to comment on anything you like, to send a request. Our email address, ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers. TOWERZ radio, all one word, @att.net.
We'll be right back.
Hopefully, we're not losing you at all. That's John Lennon with, of all groups backing him up, Cheap Trick. That's a special one for you, Jeff. And starting us off, new music from Sammy Hagar, his new one. That's a cut called Psycho Vertical. I think that song is only just a few weeks old, Psycho Vertigo, and Hagar there is being accompanied by Neil Sean, who some folks know played second guitar in Santana for a while and was the lead guitarist in Journey of all bands, although note the Journey has not made its appearance in the Underground podcast, at least not yet. The John Lennon and Cheap Trick, I wonder, actually, Jeff, if that is a bit of a cheap trick, I'm losing you, because technically only half of Cheap Trick is backing Lennon up on that particular song. Rick Nielsen, the lead guitarist, and Bun E. Carlos on drums, although we know Mr. Carlos' real name is Brad Carlson. How anyone could be called Bun E. Carlos from Rockford, Illinois, I have no idea. But the interesting thing about that cut, and Tony Levin of King Crimson, actually on bass, not Tom Peterson, who's normally the Cheap Trick bassist. But that cut was something that Lennon recorded not too long before he was unfortunately assassinated. And when the album that was supposed to come out on, I believe, the Double Fantasy release came out, it came out with a completely different version of instrumentals attached. Yoko had them erase the Cheap Trick section, which you might appreciate.
And, I was going to say, Yoko and I have one thing in common, I guess, huh?
And they re-recorded it, and if you've ever heard the version that's on that album, you'll notice this one is rough and raw and rocks more than anything probably would on that particular release.
Now, it's interesting because I'm looking at the sheet that, you know, we have before we do the show, and it says John Lennon and Cheap Trick. And I'm thinking, well, now let's see. How could they possibly fuse their musical sensibilities? And I listened to the song, and it's a terrific version of I'm Losing You. That's the hardest edge Cheap Trick song I've ever heard in my life. How did they do it?
Well, I don't know how it comes together there. I think, actually, if you listen to the bass track, Tony Levin from King Crimson, and who's done a bunch of session work, too, with Peter Gabriel and other people, really kicks that the bass line up a little bit more than normal. And Nielsen is a little bit more ragged than normal. And it could be because those tracks were erased. And then, well, they weren't completely erased. They were just taken away from the track that was released. They weren't dubbed up when this was re-released when the Lennon box set came out. And so when that happened, I don't think there was any overdubbing involved. It was, here's what it sounded like in the studio, and let's put it out that sort of raw way, not very processed. And I think it's better for it. And actually, I think they made a mistake but you know, I'm a Cheap Trick fan, so I would, of course, advocate for that.
Well, let me just say this before we get to some more music. It's not like we could expect Yoko to do the smart thing.
Well, no, but also at the time, Cheap Trick was an unknown band. I think at the time they only had one or maybe two releases. This is before they were big. This is also before they toured Japan. Interesting irony there, touring Japan and getting to be popular, but yet Yoko is the one who's erasing their tracks. But this was before that, and I think members were there in New York trying to get their careers going, and they were doing session work. And to get a chance to play with Lennon, I think that's a feather in their cap.
A big deal.
Yes, indeed. A very big deal. And we have another big deal, another surprise. I'm not sure if you'll be surprised, but a surprise for our audience coming up in just a second. Hang around.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
Thank you. Oh,
music from the riverside, the shore, and a very surprising source. Well, we've got it flowing this week here on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That last one there, classic folk rock from America with Riverside. In the middle, new music from a Dallas band, Dove Hunter, and starting us off, Electric Arguments with Sing the Changes, the Dove Hunter and Electric Arguments, new music. The Electric Arguments, new this week.
Rick, I just want to pop in about the Dove Hunter. There's still in Dallas some interesting music being made, and I got a copy of this CD, brand new CD, called The Southern Unknown, produced by a fellow named Stuart Sykes, who has also worked with the White Stripes, Cat Power, two Ivory Towers favorites, and Modest Mouse.
That is a wonderful lineup of past experience, and certainly something that shows through and how that is very well produced and very well arranged music from Dove Hunter. And my guess is it's interesting to hear indie rockers, and I would consider them in that zone.
You can't get much more indie than these guys.
But playing banjos and have a folky feel. They've been listening a lot of Radiohead, though. I have to say that.
Yeah,
in a good way.
Radiohead, very big here in Dallas. Very, very big indeed. There's no doubt about that.
Well, very big everywhere. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that it's really interesting. And you picked the America song in that set, and I thought that was not what I was thinking when I picked The Shore. But it did work very well. I didn't think Dove Hunter was quite as folky as that song made them sound.
Well, they have some folk elements, and I think that helps highlight that. But I want to get to the Electric Arguments, because I don't know if this is a bit of a surprise for you or not. But when I saw this had come out this week, I had to rush it into the show. And I also thought it fit well in that particular set. But the leader of the Electric Arguments is someone that you and I know quite well and like quite a bit. And if this is a bit of a surprise, then I'm sorry to spring it on you, but that's new music from Paul McCartney.
Son of a gun. I'll be dogged. Doesn't sound like Sir Paul, does it?
Well, if you listen close, you'll hear it. But there's always a surprise in this Beatle, because what has he done at this particular time when we thought he was done with groups? He's gone out and formed himself a new group. This is not his solo stuff. He's got other people around him and doing other things, although obviously he's the biggest star you can get in a band, but he's formed himself another band.
And we'll just have to wait and see what happens, see if he decides to tour them, if he gets bored with them. If Denny Lane files a lawsuit.
Who knows? But I will say this: the initial response is a real burst of energy. And the interesting thing here, this did not have the big buildup that the last solo album had. It came out of nowhere for me, and to hear it and to hear the response from lots of people, I'm guessing that people are going to rediscover Paul McCartney with this release.
Well, and where will they have heard the song first?
Right here on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, and more music coming.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed, or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
Little darling, love is not a crime. Let me do my time. Dark my heart up, the key. I'm a prisoner that don't wanna go free. Come on, baby, kill me with a kiss. Come on, make me die of happiness. I know whiskey makes a man a fool, but darling, whiskey ain't got nothing on you. You're a goner, baby, that's for sure. Tell the lawman he ain't got no gun that could hurt me like the way you done. Come on, baby, kill me with a kiss. Come on, make me die of happiness. I know love tastes sweet as muscat wine.
Truth.
Carlene Carter, Break My Little Heart in Two, here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That if we have one of my favorite things, a set of fiddle music. We started out with brand new music. In fact, all three songs are new. Brand new music from Beau Soleil, the Asian Zydeco pop band, I guess. A song called Little Darlin' off the brand new record Alligator Purse. In the middle, Ivory Towers favorite, Kerry Rodriguez, Absent. And Rick, you can never have too much fiddle music.
Or that sweet pedal steel that you hear in that last number. Wow.
I know. It's real funny. I love Carlene Carter, who may have had in rock and roll the oddest personal life of any performer. And as we know, that's saying something. Because her mother, of course, was June Carter Cash. Her stepfather was Johnny Carter. And she was married, so her stepsister was Roseanne Cash, and she was married very briefly to Nick Lowe. I mean, it doesn't get much more surreal than that, does it?
Her stepfather was J.R. Cash, right?
Yes, the man in black.
Just making sure we got all the I's dotted and T's crossed there.
The genealogy connected.
Indeed, as it should be. All things are connected. And boy, we said that we needed to cycle back to that Kerry Rodriguez, and That is a cut that as soon as I heard it the very first time, I fell in love with it. That is perfect music for late November, early December, right in the zone that we are in right now. And I love that song. It's something I've lived through.
The weather's cold. It gets dark early. You don't have enough whiskey in the house. You put that song on the whichever electronic music player you happen to own, and yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Well, unfortunately, also this time of year is a time of year when people get down a bit, and there are good reasons for that, and something coming up that reminds us of that very much, don't you think, Jeff?
Yeah, very much so.
Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down, my body down. When the first trumpet sound, I'll be getting up, walking around. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, I heard of a beautiful city, and its trees was paved with gold. Well, I had lots in the heaven. Oh, Lord, I've been told. Then I found the throne of grace. It's gonna point my soul a place. Ain't no grave can hold my mind down. When Jesus was hanging on a cross, well, it made poor Mary moan. Well, he looked down on his disciples, saying, take my mother home. And in a pity, dark shame, how they crucified his name. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave.
Great Odetta on Ivory Towers Radio, Ain't No Grave. Odetta, one of the pioneers in folk music, died yesterday, as a matter of fact. And so what better song of hers to play than Ain't No Grave Can Hold My Body Down. And Rick, not a lot of publicity in the last 20, 30 years of her career, but in the 60s, in the late 50s, in the 60s, she was the voice of modern folk music. Dylan said that he got turned on to folk music by listening to Odetta. And there's a great quote from the late, great Rosa Parks, who said, someone once asked Rosa Parks what music meant the most to her. And she said, all of the songs Odetta sings.
Well, those are wonderful endorsements. And I have heard Dylan's radio show. Tend to like Dylan's radio show on satellite and Petty's radio show on satellite, and both have tipped their hat in the past to Odetta, and certainly they owe her a debt and recognize that. It's not hidden. Those icons of folk, pop, and rock certainly nod their head that way, so quite a loss with the loss of Odetta.
But we do have some more folk music coming up, or some more folky kind of music, don't we?
Right here, right now.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. can see the boats go by, and you can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy, and that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked out on the water, and he spent a long time watching from a lonely wooden tower. Yes, and when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the seas freed them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. Want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, 'cause he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Suzanne takes your hand, and she leads you beside the water, and she's wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. She shows you where to look between the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed. There are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever, while Suzanne holds the mirror. You want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you can trust her, 'cause she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Shoreline. Let's not talk of love or change or things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's the way to say goodbye. I loved you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm. Your head upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Many long before us, I know that we are not blue. In city and in forest, they smile like the end do. Now it's come to distances, and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
As your soul drips on the plate to the floor where she is standing, arise, look by the fire from the torch you are burning. Many years brought many tears and many more will soon be arriving, but I'll drink this final drop to enter your front door.
Gone are the days when I poured from the rain, where I once forced to use them. She was a victim of unspeakable abuses. Her husband was violent, malicious, and distant. Her kids now belong to the state of Massachusetts. Ambition, won't you give this thing a try? If you can and you fail, you won't be the only loser. These kids don't stand a chance with you in their future.
Towers Radio. The Dropkick Murphys, The State of Massachusetts from 2007, and that folk Leonard Cohen Irish inspired set. We started out with brand new music from James Taylor, the Leonard Cohen song Suzanne off an album called, oddly enough, Covers. Followed that up with the Johnstons, an Irish folk band from the 60s and 70s. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. And then Ivory Tower's favorite, Flogging Molly, from the back of a broken dream, new music. And then, of course, the Dropkick Murphys. And Rick, we're fulfilling all of our passions here. We had fiddle music. We had Leonard Cohen. We had Irish music. What more can you have?
Well, we like Leonard Cohen. I don't know if we want to get into our Leonard Cohen debate that's been going on offline. Well, not here on the Underground Podcast, but over on the Underground Podcast's ancillary blog, the Ivory Towers blog. Well, we've been doing that over there, so I don't know if we're ready to talk about that or not. Anything else you want to say about that set before we...
No, I think you can go right to the shameless blog plug. I'm still bouncing from those last couple of Irish tunes. I got to go find some Guinness.
But this is a show where you can down some Guinness... You've got Irish music, you've got fiddle music, and there's some fiddles in some of that Irish music too. And This has got all the aspects of a program that you know you could roll out of a bar in Boston at 2 a.m. and be happy to hear it in your car on the way home.
And sadly, we've had several news that you'd be in the bar drinking about.
Well, indeed, we have with the news of Odetta and some of the other things that we've discussed on this podcast already. And we mentioned the Ivory Towers blog. Well, coming on the Ivory Towers blog this week, you can go to it and see there's some of the writers on the blog, and I'm not speaking for you, and I know I'm not speaking for me either. They're Red Sox fans, and they still, even though it's out of the season, want to write about the Red Sox. And so if you're interested in more than music, sports, films, politics, other things, you can find it on the Nearly Underground blog, the Ivory Towers blog, and you can find us there at www.ivorytowers.com. And that URL, one more time, www.ivorytowers, and that's towers with a Z or a Zeta or a Z at the end, and all one word, www.ivorytowers.com.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
If you're feeling blue, you tell me I don't pay attention to you. But if you only knew just what I'm going through, you wouldn't phone those guys who mess around with you, girl. Oh, when I call you, I can stack for blast. You work the map before you dry your ass. I'm not a foot machine, a 1960s dream. I can go bet you listening, but you didn't see, girl. You're not a readable, you're not a readable. I know just what you are, don't push your love too far. You're not not just another girl. I get in touch with you, I only wish I knew that. I got your number written on the back of my hand. I got your number written on the back of my hand. I got your number written on the back of my hand. I got your number. I had a dream I met another girl, but in the morning she was just kicking sad. I hope I'm getting through the interference too. My mind is running out, I don't know what to say now. The operator saying cut the lamp. You wanna cut it by the very last time. You're only young and hard, but there's a time to start. Just realizing when I get down here. You're not unreadable, you're not unbeatable. I know just what you are, don't push your luck too far. You're not untouchable, not just another girl. I get in touch with you, I only wish you knew.
Written on the back of my hand. I got your number.
got your number?
The Jags. Back of my hand on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, the Underground Podcast. That, of course, is from 1980. And although it is a touch derivative, and it does sound much like many of the other songs that came out about that time, very power poppy, very anti, 8 minutes long, it does hold a place in my heart, Rick, because I know what that song's really about, and I know what they're singing about. And in 1980, that was a big deal to do that double entendre.
Yes, indeed, it was.
And it's funny, you know, I play a lot of these songs on the New Wave part of the show, and many of the bands had careers. Maybe they only put out, you know, one or two records or three records or whatever, but they had careers. The Jags were literally this one song. And they may be as close to a one-hit wonder, as I've played.
Well, that's what we expect from our New Wave aficionado, to turn up these little treasures for us that we may not have heard at the time or skipped over, or bring them out for folks to hear, because that's an interesting song. Nice big fat hook. You know, we like those hooks.
We do love those hooks. Hey, is it now time for my second favorite part of the show?
Second favorite part, and since it's all about the back of your hand, time to read from there.
The Ivory Towers Podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net, and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
Well, Jeff, I guess that means that this point, it's time for us to depart and get some Guinness and play some Purple Haze over and over again to remember those days of yore.
It sounds like a pretty good idea, Rick.
So with that, thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio this week. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Join us again next time. Peace.